Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Why is it that, hello.
Hi.
Why is it that international sports always start on time?
Because they're not Americans.
Okay. Man, I'll tell you what.
It's a superior product.
They always
start on time.
There's a soccer match that was to start at
top of the hour. Bang!
And the ref is watching his watch.
Right.
And at the stroke of two, bang! Here we go.
Boom!
You watch one of these F1 races and they got that big Rolex clock at the finish line.
That's true.
And that sucker hits 3 p.m. and it's like
NBA
green,
game.
green, lights out.
You gotta wait for LeBron to do his little dust thing, get some water.
Oh, yeah.
Starts 25
like,
minutes late.
We're sliding to 9:45, and we're starting on TBS 6,
that
for those of you that
will never happen.
Tonight's game. It's an 8 o'clock start for Arkansas. That's not an 8 o'clock start. What, like 11 minutes after the hour?
Yeah, thereabouts.
7 minutes.
Well, you got to allow time for the game in front of it to finish.
No, I want to see Doug Shouse with a watch going, all right, it's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock.
We're playing. Let's go.
I got a plane to catch.
Y'all figure it out. TV. I love it. I love when they start, man.
On time.
It's amazing. That's why I didn't go to Harding. Nothing ever started on time. It drove me nuts. Hmm. I'm a fan of punctuality.
You rolled in here at 11:30.
Right.
Okay.
What time do we start? 2. There you go.
Oh.
CC.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, DQ.
Hi.
Now, DQ's got a funny story today.
DQ's had a day. DQ, what are you wearing right now?
An Ole Miss sweater.
Wow.
Game day. You're rolling in an Ole Miss.
Good move.
Yeah, that's solid. I like that.
It's a good move.
DQ, what'd you do this morning? DQ rolled in this morning, and to say she looked a little weathered this morning would be an understatement.
I was in pretty bad shape this
morning.
She
was in.
I'm not going to lie.
The drive-in was dicey. Why was that, DQ?
I don't feel very well.
Uh-huh.
And
it's that freewheeling lifestyle.
I was out of the DayQuil pill medicine, mm-hmm. So I took what I thought was DayQuil liquid medicine.
But it was
because
not.
It was generic, and it just said cold and flu.
Mm.
So essentially, I took a heavy dose of NyQuil this morning.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Solid.
Right before I had to leave.
Wait a minute. Right before you had to leave it, you got here at like 9:45.
Yeah, I took it at like 9.
Yeah, but you said you took it right.
It's a 1:45
commute.
Yeah,
okay. It's an hour and 15 minutes in. Okay.
Well, you got to mention.
I didn't take it at 8. I took it right before I.
Should you be operating heavy machinery right now?
I'm just glad I knew the drive to work very well. Because one, it was foggy. And two, my eyes were barely open. It was terrible.
Would you like us to slow down? So we need to.
I feel better now.
Like it
has, it has worn off.
She does look better. She sounds better.
Now, when are you going to give her hell for getting you sick?
Oh no, it's coming.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm not sick at the moment, but when I do, she is patient zero
this time.
Right
there.
Yeah, you're. I mean, you're.
Who's to say you didn't get me sick?
I'm a picture of health.
Wow, now there's.
I haven't been sick in weeks.
Well, I mean, you're a picture of health.
Weeks,
not good or bad, but you're a picture of. Some
I'm a
sort
picture of health. They put my picture up in there and say, "Don't look like this guy."
Yeah, that's what WebMD says. Don't look at this guy.
That's right.
Yeah,
if you look like this, seek help.
If I get sick, it's you.
Well, I have some cold and flu medicine you can take.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Yeah, thanks.
Give it to him at 159.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a terrible drive. I about fell asleep at my desk.
DQ, texter of the 479 wants to know if your decision to wear the Ole Miss sweatshirt was influenced by you being under the influence.
Fair.
No, I put it on before I took my medicine.
Okay, Mongo suggesting it's time for you to go to rehab.
Wow.
Well, that was the first time I'd ever taken it.
Jay says wants to know, did the office squirrel do any damage last night? We don't know if he did any damage, but no one has seen him today.
Yeah.
The gentlemen are still in the attic.
We got a lot of room up there. We could vault these ceilings. This would be a lovely place. I'm telling you. You bump it up a little bit.
What? This place would be
vault the ceilings.
This place would be a lovely place.
Put some can lights in, and you know it'd be nice.
I think this building should be condemned.
Oh, the bones are good. The bones are good in this building. I've seen them. They're
good. Yeah, we've got a lot of load-bearing beams.
Yeah, they're good. Okay. Yeah, they're good. We could probably take a few walls down that are load-bearing.
It was foggy up there this morning, inside DQ's head and outside.
Oh, yeah.
That's it was real foggy.
It was.
I was paying super attention to driving this morning, I will say.
Okay. As the drivers passed me on my walk, I couldn't see them flipping me off this time. Usually I can't see that, but I couldn't see it this time.
Well, DQ, I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's a lot of room up there.
You're fascinated.
We could put something up there. I don't know.
You want to do the next segment from up there?
Yeah, I'll put the phone there.
Climb up there. Hey, boys, how you doing? And just phone it in.
We'll put one of those spiral staircases in, and
Who's doing all this work?
The people, you know.
The people. Who's paying for it? Now, there's the stumbling block.
We'll work out an arrangement. There you go.
Seth from Elk River says, how about a new HGTV show, Renovations with Ruskin, featuring an alarm in your bathroom for when the house cleaners show up?
You know what, Seth? I hope your Razorbacks lose by 900 tonight, pal. How about that? I hope Pittman is your coach for 40 years, Seth. That's what I root for. Yeah. That's what I think.
Okay.
How you like that, Seth, huh? Not too good, is it?
You're just mad because DQ got you earlier.
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that at all.
That's DQ has come up with some things in our time together.
When is Big C arriving? He's being promoted.
Well, no, we brought DQ back from the minors after her last incident. So
we're sending DQ to the middays, and Big C.
She's only got so many demotions in her before we have to, you know, put her on the waiver wire, and we don't want to do that.
Just keep her on the practice squad.
DQ, Mongo with a great point here. Why don't you put some of that NyQuil up in the attic? We'll get the squirrels drunk.
Yeah.
See what happens.
What do you do?
Like put it in a bowl? Like a dog bowl? What do you do?
Yeah. Bob and Branson says he doubts your dad's going to pay for rehab. He's tired of throwing money away.
I don't think it's necessarily rehab that I would need.
Yeah. You don't think so?
I won't be taking it again during the day. Let's just say that.
Okay. All right.
Solid plan.
Or maybe you just take the right stuff.
I ran out.
Do you need me to go get you some?
No, I'm fine. I ran out of DayQuil.
Yes, that's obvious.
Can you buy a bunch of DayQuil, or is that like against
the
rules?
No, you have to check your ID.
Ooh.
You
do.
Which I did not know
last
time I bought it.
That's why you send the gray-haired gentleman in there.
That's right. You
can oh, yeah, because it says that we don't check your ID if you are obviously over 40.
The last time I got DayQuil, the lady walked over, and she just didn't even look at me. She's like, oh, you have to check your ID. And I just, you know, I leaned into it. I was like, oh, I didn't know. And then Didn't even bother me. So if anybody's
got
any...
Oh, so you just be confused.
Right. If somebody... Yes, exactly. If somebody needs some smuggling done, apparently I'm your guy.
You're a mule?
Could be. Could be. For a price, sure. Why not?
I've seen what happened to those people, and they don't care that you didn't know what was in the bag.
No.
You still get 12 years
in a
Venezuelan prison, so it's not great.
Ignorance is not... But I'd be a clever mule.
I was watching that show again. I don't want to... You know, DQ says I talk about it way too much, but I was watching that Catch a Smuggler show again.
I didn't mean to say you talk about it too much.
No, you said...
I'm just saying you talk about it.
You said...
It seems like you watch it a lot. I don't hate when you talk about it.
Oh, okay. You said you watch that show too much.
No, I said you watch that show a lot.
The guy ingested capsules. So you know what that means. They have to chain him to a hospital bed until he passes the capsules.
Which end? Upside?
No.
Oh, the backside.
Yeah.
Put a blasting cap
in
there.
They're like, he passed 6. He swallowed 40. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Needless to say, he was not feeling well.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the lengths he was willing to go to. What about you?
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram. BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What does Ken Pom say about the old basketball game tonight? Let's take a look here, shall we? Keys, so you're waving keys?
Yeah, and I have this big old tile on there.
Yeah, the low jack on your keys.
Yeah, so I can't. I know exactly where my keys are.
Well, they're in your hands.
For now.
Hey, coming in at number 100 in the KenPom rankings.
Uh-huh.
These are the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah, Lenardi puts out this, bracketology on a daily basis. And, he's like the ins, like the first four seeds. Yeah. And then he has his first in, first out. Arkansas is the don't ask.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah, just leave him alone.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with the Arkansas Post. Can I talk to you about Arkansas?
Click. Doesn't want to hear about it.
Oh.
Keys to the game, everybody. Look, keys to the game.
You're going to have to win the SEC tournament, I think, to get in.
Is that what you're...
I think...
Is that your official position?
First of all, Arkansas going to win a game by 13 tonight.
And if you know what that means, you know what that means.
13. Double digits.
I made my bet accordingly. You should,
too. Put it in the books. But should they lose tonight, there's... Your chance is probably going out the window because what do they have left? 9 games? 8 games?
Yeah.
They got to win all of them to get there. So it's...
They got to win. The way I see it, if I may channel my Lou Brown here, the way I see it, it's going to take 10 wins to turn this thing around out of 13 games.
Ugh.
So tonight, with a win, it's 10 out of... it's a 9 out of 12. If you lose, it's 10 out of 12. A little bit more of a dicey proposition.
Well, especially the
Ken
way
Pom says
playing.
They're losing tonight. They have a 32% chance of winning, according to Ken Pom tonight.
Whew.
Yeah. That's what it says. 31% Saturday against Kentucky. I would actually be less surprised. Here's a question. What would be more surprising, the Ole Miss win or the Kentucky win? I would say the Ole Miss win would be more surprising to me because... They did the 3-hour practice thing the other day, and a few years ago, they did this, and then they went to Alabama and got their brake pads beat off. So I would expect them to get hammered tonight because it's the first game after the 3-hour practice has happened, and then they win on Saturday. So I'd be surprised if they won tonight more than the Kentucky game. All of the ingredients are there for a classic what-in-the-world-happened-here Arkansas event on Saturday. You know, the team is struggling... The team is struggling, and then they beat Kentucky. And people are like, how'd that happen? Well, it's Arkansas. That's how it happened.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's my assessment of the situation, boss.
I think they have a reasonable chance. First team to 60 wins tonight. No question. First team to 60, we're good to go. Now, Ole Miss did put up 103 on Florida.
103?
103.
Beard has had teams that haven't scored 103 in four games.
Four games. Yeah, I mean, that's like a DQ running it up on, you know, a defenseless sixth grade girls team.
Mm-hmm. Jim says you're calling for a pathway to 10 wins.
Yes, you are. That's what I heard.
Well, you know what? We've brought in Rachel Phelps, and every time they win, we take a piece off. All right, that's what we've done here. That's where we're going. That's right. Yes,
and it's gonna
10
be a,
wins.
It's gonna be a long road back. I mean, if they're gonna try, you can't do anything you've done to this point. You gotta go in a completely new direction.
Are they going to try? That is the question here. That is the question. Will they try? 866-285-4005.
Saturday's atmosphere will be good because game day will be in town. It's Kentucky. You'll have that juice going. But tonight, you got blown out on Saturday. You're going down to play a team that's pretty good. And they can suffocate you. And if you get frustrated, how do they handle it? Does Devo just start throwing up shots from everywhere? Like a cat with a hairball. Just must throw up brick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tremont Marks got to score. He's got to score 25. You start there. I mean, seriously, give me two guys that you think you can look at and go, those two guys can give me 40 points between them. Who? Mark and...
Anthony Black, Jordan Walsh.
Well, they're not coming through that door.
I know.
Here's somebody saying keys to the game is a widespread power outage. Oh, boy.
That's a good one.
I know things are bad.
That's a good one.
I know things are bleak, and I know people are starting to feel like there is no hope. But I saw something today on a message board I've never seen in my life before. I was so disturbed. I walked out of this studio into our office. I sat down and I said, we're reaching a point where I'm starting to have concerns. We may need to open up some sort of public forum for the mental health of this state. I saw, and this, I mean, no disrespect whatsoever, but I saw a multi-page thread on a message board about women's gymnastics. And it wasn't the kind of thread you think it is. They were like dissecting it. Like, guys.
Like vault?
Like
beam?
Like we're talking like gymnastics. It was the most alarming thing I've ever seen. All hope is lost. We are lost at sea.
Because people like gymnastics now.
Well, that's the next thing in line. They're ranked number 4, you bunch of front runners. Dig in. Run with them.
You know, much like the international sports that we were talking about, gymnastics has figured the thing out. They keep the thing moving. You know what I mean? Like they do an event and then it's on to the next one. On to the next.
I'll tell you what, it is like a track meet.
They keep it moving. I love it.
JD from Fort Smith is saying that tonight Muscle will be handing out each player gets their own surrender flag.
Jeez.
God, oh my God.
Wow.
Wow.
What happened to y'all? Who hurt you?
Wow.
Who hurt you? I mean, seriously.
Woo.
What happened? I mean, this is not Musselman's fault, all right? This is the aftermath of a bad football season, still bleeding over, all right? This is all Sam Pittman's fault, okay? And it's really Hunter Yurecek's fault, if you want to really get truthful about the whole deal. So, you can't hold Sam Pittman's sins against Eric Musselman here, all right? Come on. That's not fair. He didn't hire the coach.
What percentage of the fan base just exits and loot must and is off the must bus? I would say probably 50% until they start up next year.
Let me ask you a question. If they lose tonight, bigger crowd Saturday, Kentucky game or Oakland?
Ooh. Well, weather's not going to be great.
You sit indoors.
No. I know the secrets. Oakland.
Yeah.
Oakland, period.
I'd like to alter my weekend plans, please. All right, let's go to the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Cabbage Head is with us there. Hi, Cabbage Head. How can we help you?
Hey, guys. Good show today, of course. But a couple of things. I think the buck stops with Musselman. Don't get me wrong. He is a good coach. There's no doubt about that. But these coaches that he hires apparently are lacking in the communication skills to bring us some players to the University of Arkansas, because we just don't have the horses to compete with these guys, as we talked before. Now, you take Big O and those people that Nolan had and the bench he had, man, that guy, he could play with any of them, but he demanded that real estate under the goal, and we just don't have any power there. We don't have any power three-point shootings that's consistent, and it's got to boil back to him and putting together a team, looks like to me, that can compete with these strong SEC teams. We just don't match up good with these guys, and you guys have commented on that before. The other thing, I tried to call in on the squirrel thing the other day, and I've got a guy that will come get your squirrel. He won't charge you anything, but I had one in my attic about a month ago, and boy, it's tough to sleep when they're up there running and stuff like
Cabbage Head, we're not allowed to sleep at work, but I do have a question. He's coming to get it free of charge. Is he going to eat it?
No. I'll tell you what I was getting ready to say is that he come over and helped me with mine, but I think we found the place where the squirrel was getting in, and we put boards together and fixed it. But we fixed it with the squirrel still up there.
That's always a problem. So, yeah.
Always. And Mike Rich is a guy that he really puts he's got some friends that have him come out and thin out the coyotes because they killed her in Van Buren somewhere
What if we put a coyote up in the attic to go? I mean, we tried getting DQ's cat up there, but she won't bring the cat in.
Well, I tell you what, we got rid of the squirrel, but I know what you guys are dealing with because, you know, those scamps are hard. And I'm telling you, they're really strong. If they want to, they can gnaw through a piece of wood.
Oh, good. No, they actually gnawed through some brick, apparently. The squirrels could be getting in here through any one of the 1,000 expressway holes that are in this building. So it's
You've got a bionic squirrel then, I guess.
We got some.
You know.
Yeah. It's a mutant.
But anyway, if you need some honey, you don't ever get rid of it, call me or let me know, and I'll send the guy your way, and he'll get rid of your squirrel, for sure.
Okay, thank you, Cabbage Head. We appreciate it.
I was talking
to
the guy when he was going up into the attic, and I haven't seen him since, so it may have been his last journey up there. I said, I said, dude, have you seen the squirrel? He said, not yet. And I'm like, they're watching you.
Yeah.
They're up there. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
so good luck,
their little head up from behind a pipe or something up there, or a tube or whatever's up there, a beam. I got my eye on you. Yeah. How about that? All right, 29 minutes now until the hour here on Ruskin and Sack. Blue from Clark County says, keys to the game involve changing the locks to the gym.
Guys,
before the-
listen. Guys, what?
I am here for all of these snarky responses. I mean, please bring them on. I do not take this as a legitimate sports organization here at Ruskin and Zach in any way, shape, or form.
Ryan in Paris says, if you haven't had squirrel dumplings, you're missing out, DQ. You grew up in the woods.
Have you
had squirrel dumplings?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Although, I will laugh out loud the first person who legitimately texts rebounding.
It's useless.
That'll make me laugh. Limit the live ball turnovers. There you go.
We also got to stop doing this. And I'm not pointing the arrow at Cabbage Head, but we got to stop comparing what Nolan did 30 years ago to what's happening today, because it's a completely different world in the NIL world. And players and all the, Nolan wasn't competing against everybody. You know, 5,000 teams in college basketball are all now on equal footing in some way or shape or form. Got to stop comparing it to what happened 30 years ago.
MA in Hot Springs has text on the McClarty Dino hotline. I remember the good old days, like beating Purdue.
Yeah.
That was like 3 months ago, man. What do you mean old days? Wow. Scott says scoring more points than the opponent. Thank you, Scott.
Key to the game. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good key to the game.
I love key to the game radio. It's so riveting. It's so exciting.
K-Squared says, see, you asked for this. Key to the game, remove head from ass.
That's
a good place to start.
That's the best one we've gotten here.
Well done, K-Squared. Well done.
I love it so much.
Keith and Benville would like you to describe and define what rebounding is.
Okay, so if you're going to have a defensive possession, the key to a successful defensive possession is to get the rebound after the missed shot. If you don't do that, you're still playing defense. Think of it this way. I got it. I figured out how to connect to the young people. You want to work less on defense? Get a rebound.
No, you're saying this is a generational thing.
If you get the rebound, you play less defense because then you go on offense.
Okay.
But if you give up the rebound, then you're still playing defense again. And you don't want to do that.
Brad and Rogers, who should be writing insurance policies, but is instead writing keys to the game. Key number one, put big leather ball in big metal hoop. Key number two, stand in front of other team and don't let them do key one.
It's ready. And who could argue with that? Jay Billis ain't giving you that.
No way.
No,
sir.
Only, who was that?
Gerard says make 70% of our layups. That would help.
Jared, that's not happening.
You make some layups. You bunnies, as the kids call them. Gotta
bunnies.
Hate that phrase.
You don't like bunnies?
I used it last night. I don't like the way it sounds.
Well, you did it. Yeah. You're part of the problem.
No. I was just trying it out.
Oh, God. Trying it out.
Let's see what it's.
Isn't it a Zuzu? What are you doing? You're trying it out.
I was just giving it a shot. See what it sounded like. I didn't like it. Craig from Elkin says the key to the game is hoping the other team gets arrested on felony charges. Wow.
All right, Craig's the reigning winner. Who can top that? All right. What if Chris Beard is arrested?
Would that hurt anybody?
What if Chris Beard is arrested? He has a checkered past. They may get some dirt on him. We could use it the next three hours or anything.
But that does not stop Ole Miss from rebounding. Look, South Carolina was missing a starter. He got beat by what, 75? Come on. I don't know what.
No heart, man. There's no heart. I mean, people are just calling them out left and right, and they're like, oh, well, hope my AirPods work. I mean, that they don't care.
Hey, DQ.
They don't care.
Is this lack of defense that Arkansas is displaying a generational thing? You guys just don't work anymore?
Wow.
My dad.
Maybe, did they take NyQuil before the game?
For all the games?
Before every game? It worked for the Patriots. Edelman was saying Vrabel was passing around a whiskey flask before games.
Here's a text on the McClarty Dino hotline. Key to the game, make sure the NIL payment clears the bank.
Not half of it, all of it.
Yes, Sam, all of it. All right. $20,000 is $20,000 and not a penny less. You know, they did this last year with Nick Smith. Remember that? I mean, they wouldn't pay him. All right.
Makes sense now, doesn't it?
It really does. Yes. Okay. Yes. It's all clear now.
It's all becoming clear.
I can't wait till the lawyers get involved. It's going to be fun.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fun.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Okay, we've got DQ's thoughts coming up here momentarily. We do not know anything about them.
She won't tell us.
So we will all find out together.
I do know.
You'll hear them the first time we do.
Very excited about this since like early Monday morning.
Yeah.
She was already scheming and writing, so.
In the shower.
Yeah.
And at her desk. With the pneumonia hole in the wall.
The pneumonia hole.
Right.
I do like that. I'm going to use that.
And now she's got pneumonia. I mean, look, it's not an accident.
Nope.
She's got DayQuil or NyQuil and all the quills, and there you go.
DQ, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. We've also got Andrew Hutchinson coming up later this hour from Best of Arkansas Sports.
Sports.
Intelligence for your life.
All right. Make you better.
Okay, so I wrote this down in my notes app the other day, and I didn't know what I was going to use it for, but then I found the perfect use for it. So do you guys know the phrase... I see people say this, I'm paying blank's rent. Have you ever heard that? Like people like a band and they buy a few concert tickets and they say, I'm paying.
Britney Spears today said with the amount of money that she's paid at the Four Seasons, she could own the place. Same thing. Yes.
I'm paying blank's rent. I buy a lot of this product. I'm paying blank's rent. And I actually wrote that down because I don't like that phrase very much.
Okay.
Because I think it's silly if you buy like two concert tickets and you think, oh, I'm paying Harry Styles rent. That's silly. You are not. There's millions of fans. But it got me thinking about things that I buy that I don't know anyone else, like things I buy a lot of that I don't know anyone else to buy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you buy that you don't know if anyone else
buys. I don't think
buys.
Anyone else. So it's like, things that I'm convinced I kind of am paying blank's rent
Chia
or
pet.
Keeping them in business.
Chia pet.
I've never bought that.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess what you're getting for your birthday. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so, well, I did a few for, I thought of some for other people in my life, too.
Oh.
So, Zach, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, good.
I have never seen anyone eat Altoids before. Honestly, we live in a gum society.
Yep.
I've never seen anyone, so I am slightly convinced you are keeping peppermint Altoids in business.
That's fair.
Because there is spearmint and cinnamon Altoids.
No, those are not, the peppermint is the superior Altoid. It's not close.
I've never seen anyone eat them.
Altoids is owned by Mars Wrigley now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're...
So I'm keeping the Harvey bar in business.
That's right.
Okay, Ruskin, those weird cough throat things that you have, the fishermen's, I've never even heard of that until I started working here.
I think Phil had these once, and I was just like, I did a baseball game with Phil, like, you know, 10 years ago when he was with the Travelers, and I think he had
these. You can only get those in very select places.
Walgreens.
I've never seen them.
They don't have them at Walmart anymore.
I've never seen them in a store.
Yeah,
they work.
They taste like bad.
I also tried to keep this, like, niche because, like, I could say, oh, Zach, you drink a lot of Dr. Pepper. But a lot of other people drink a lot of Dr. Pepper. So
also, you want to really screw things up? Put, like, two of these in the bottle of a bottle of water, and then your water's got all that funky, whatever you call this stuff. Menthol on it.
Abner wants to know, is Ty paying pepper sprays rent?
That's a good one.
Abner, that's not right.
My dad, Captain Crunch.
Original?
Original.
The best.
Now,
the top of your mouth.
I love it.
See?
Love it.
This man... I know he still eats it, but whenever I was a child, he would go through multiple bags a week eating dry Captain Crunch.
Oh.
He had empty Captain Crunch boxes in his truck at all times.
Does he eat more Captain Crunch or drink more Pepsi?
See, I was going to say
or
Pepsi
does he
too
them?
Because people don't like Pepsi.
No.
This man loves Pepsi.
Wow.
He loves Pepsi. Honestly, he probably drinks more Pepsi. At home now, they don't keep soda in the house anymore, so he's switched to like sweet tea.
So he's like running out to the sawmill.
Whenever they go out.
To get a nip.
And his work is really nice. They keep soda stocked in the fridge.
Taking care of the employee.
Pepsi,
what an idea.
In there.
What a weird idea.
Huh. Okay, I asked my sister, and she said... Ocean Spray Cran Apple Juice.
That's good stuff.
Apparently, she drinks a lot of it.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's not good for you, but it's good.
Okay, and I have a few that I think of things that I only eat or buy that I've never seen anyone else.
I've got one.
What?
Those off-brand whales.
That's my first one.
I don't know what those things are. You are the only person
I'm the only person I've ever seen, I love whales.
But those aren't even the regular whales.
No, they're not goldfish.
Right. Well,
they're off-brand goldfish.
Where do you get those? At 10 bucks?
Walmart.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, the only thing that would have been weirder is if you ate, like, those oyster crackers.
Oh, I love oyster crackers.
Of course.
Those are good.
But so there's goldfish, and then the generic brand of goldfish are called whales.
Yeah.
I've never known anyone else to eat them. Mm-hmm. They sell them. They sell the big box at Walmart, and they sell the small box at Dollar General. And I don't know any two stores that sell those.
She has got one of those boxes
delicious.
Stuffed in there 20 days a month.
They are delicious. Oh. They are the best cheese cracker in the world.
Mm.
I'm convinced. They're much better than goldfish.
Wow.
Wow.
That was the first thing I wrote down, Zach.
Cancel the goldfish.
No. That's you in a nutshell. Is the box of whales.
Yeah, that's a good one, DQ.
My second one is Sam's Club white Under Armour socks.
ankle socks?
Not ankle socks. Crew socks. I only get these socks at Sam's Club. I'm sure they sell them other places, but
you will only specifically buy the Under Armour socks. Okay. How many you get?
They come in like a 6 or an 8 pack.
I'm in the sock market recently.
Are you getting into the
sock game?
Guys, I'm out of socks.
I wear these Under Armour crew socks every day. If I can't wear the socks with the outfit, I'm not wearing the outfit.
Maybe a listener will buy you socks.
No. DQ, I would like to go to Sam's and get a pair of socks.
My outfit plans around me wearing these white socks every single day. They're so comfortable. I'm not kidding. I probably have 25 pairs.
Have you ever tried the Bombas?
I'm not switching socks.
I'm just asking.
I'm not switching brands.
I'm not asking you to switch. I'm not asking you to make a life choice.
I'm told Bombas are very good.
Bombas are unbelievably good.
Oh, you're a fan.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of Bombas.
Okay, but they don't sell an 8-pack for $14, do they?
No, they do not. No,
that's what I thought. I have so many pairs of these Under Armour socks.
You can get half of one for $14.
What?
What size foot?
I don't know.
Well, bring me like 6.
Oh,
I'm literally out of socks.
Oh, okay. And someone asked, they do come in black socks, but I wear white. Okay. My next one is Great Value Cream Soda in the mini cans.
Whoa.
What?
I drink so much cream soda, especially lately. I go through huge phases of drinking cream soda. I'm very much in one right now. But I get the Great Value mini cans. It's like 7.5 ounces of cream soda.
Are you a root beer fan?
I do like root beer.
Great Value root beer is superior to any other root beer you will buy.
A&W, but...
No. We ran a taste test on this. The kid and I, it's superior in every way, shape, and form.
Yeah. These cream sodas, I don't know what it is about them. I first think that drinking a mini can of soda is superior to all sodas, like no matter what form. But this Great Value specific kind, I don't know who buys it. The other day, I went to the store to get some and they didn't have any on the shelves. And they're usually stocked. And so I was wondering who else in the world drinks these besides me.
Mm.
Okay. And then my last one, I feel kind of bad actually because they did go out of business, so I'm a little convinced that I was keeping them
afloat. Okay,
this a little, but do you remember Hannah's candles?
Yes.
There's a factory. I think they were bought out by someone. I don't know if there's still a manufacturing plant in Fayetteville anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was out 412 towards Siloam.
Yeah. There is this one specific candle that I've owned. Like 5 or 6 of. It's my favorite candle in the world. And I bought so many of that candle from that company. And now they
just
don't.
Just in case they went out of business.
And they don't. And I'm out now. I don't have my candle.
What scent was it?
It's called Forest Retreat. Winter Forest Retreat. It's a wood wick. It smells amazing.
Sounds delightful.
It's the best candle scent ever.
Wow.
And now they don't exist anymore.
So if you're getting DQ gifts, get her whales, Great Value cream soda, and a Winter Forest Retreat
discontinued candles.
Right. Well, I was just trying to think of things that, like, I just want to know what people buy that they don't think anyone else buys. Someone on here, Justin, says the Dr. Pepper cream soda. That is disgusting. Like, that is gross.
Now here's a winter.
Those are gross. And maybe he is the only one that drinks them because I hate them.
I found some Winter Forest candles.
Yeah. Is it by Hannah's?
Sonoma, a William Sonoma. Winter Mm-mm. Forest Whoa. Season
I don't
candle.
Want William Sonoma.
Excuse us.
Wow.
I think they were bought out by this thing called Candle Mart, maybe?
Candle Mart.
For all your candle needs.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Like somebody like loads up on Sam's Choice.
Yeah.
And they think it's like the best.
Yeah.
Like, where's that person at? Yeah. You know, you just got, you know, you go get a couple liters every time you're at the store. Okay. The problem with big soda is like, you know, you open that bottle, it's ruined.
Absolutely.
You can't, you're going to be flat. We've never figured out how to unflatten soda in this country. Have we?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think you can do that. I think
you can't do it. It's
gone. I think the physics work against it.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Science.
Yeah. Here's Josh claims butter rum lifesavers are his thing.
Oh, man. If you're 80 years old, butter rum lifesavers will hit the spot.
Better than Werther's original?
Oh, my God. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Well, but what's cheaper?
It's not caramel?
Butter rum lifesavers or Werther's original?
Far cheaper. Werther's, yeah, they've gotten a little bit of an attitude lately and raised their prices.
Oh.
You get a good roll of butter rum lifesavers, man.
I know somebody who is obsessed with, I don't think this is going to get me in trouble, but this perfectly fits this conversation. and they only come out like at Christmas time. Vanilla Tootsie Rolls.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
You're marrying this one? Nine bags.
Okay, yeah.
Call it.
Oh, do you know what? We're loaded up for the year.
Off.
I don't know if they come out year round now. They might, but the use of the Cadbury cream eggs only came out around Easter time. I love those. I loaded up on those for so long. They are amazing.
Cadbury eggs.
Delicious.
Vomit.
The vanilla Tootsie Rolls are in a blue wrapper.
I know what you're talking about. They're nasty.
He loves them.
Call it off.
No, I'm not calling it off. No, no.
Okay, I'll have somebody do it for you.
No, no.
Dude,
no.
You
don't do that.
That's a flag.
No. There's nothing wrong with this. No, there's nothing wrong.
Vanilla Tootsie Rolls in a blue wrapper makes no sense.
Hey, I got no problem with it. And she never has to worry about me stealing them because I'm never going to eat them. So, you know, have your little stash. That's fine.
That's raw.
I keep that Ice Cube's gum company in business.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do.
I think I have like six of those at the house in various places. That and chapstick. I cleaned out the thing under my sink the other day. I think I have 12 chapsticks.
I was going to say the black, the original black chapstick.
Yep. And that's right.
The worst kind.
No, that's the best kind.
No, that's disgusting.
That's better than Carmex.
No, it's not.
Carmex
saves lives.
Carmex burns.
Yeah, it stinks. It's awful.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
All right, our guy, Andrew Hutchinson, is with us now here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Best of Arkansas sports game tonight. Some other stuff going on we'll get into. Hi, Hutch. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Doing great, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just trying to mentally prepare for another 8 o'clock tip-off.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you handle that? Because you have a kid asleep, or two kids asleep at that time, right?
Yeah, ideally we'll have two kids at that time.
True, that's right.
But yeah, I watch it in the living room, and it really stinks because then I got to write afterwards, and then I still got to get up early. It's not like I can sleep in, so
right.
makes it for a long day tomorrow. But I just try to manage.
Right, it's all we can do. Right, all we can do. Hey, what's going on with, I feel like Musselman's given us all the answers as to what's going on with basketball, and either we're like ignoring him or believing him, but still, like, I don't know. It's been a weird year.
Yeah. I mean, this team, struggles to score. It struggles to defend. It struggles to rebound. but other than that, you know, they're fine, you know? So, I don't really know what the issue is. It's weird. I don't know if it just at this point, it seems like there were some misevaluations on the staff's part with the transfer portal and everything. And, you know, I mean, they've done so good out of the transfer portal the last few years. I mean, three straight years reaching the second weekend in the NCAA tournament. You can't ignore that. I know last year was, you know, disappointing throughout the regular season, but you still ended up in the Sweet 16. Do you give them a pass? I feel like for 1 year out of the previous, you know, three that were really good. I mean, his first year was better than this. So I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know if they're capable of flipping a switch and turning it around. My theory is that they're probably going to win some games at some point that they have no business winning. Because, I mean, we've already seen it, you know, with Duke earlier in the year. We saw in the Purdue game, I know that was an exhibition that doesn't count, but it still felt like a real game that they managed to win against a really, really good team. So I feel like that's going to happen, but I don't have any high hopes of them, you know, turning around to the point where they can make a run and make the NCAA tournament.
All right. Yeah, I think that's what people believe in. I'm making a couple notes here. So the thing is they're selling, well, this has happened before. You know, they've talked about all the slow starts and everything. But the fans I talk to don't seem to be buying that this is going to be one of those years where they rattle off 11 of the last 13 to make it to the NCAA tournament this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think even Eric Musselman has said that this year is different than the previous years. Like, when they were losing in previous years, they were at least competitive. And that's the thing about these four losses in SEC play. They have been completely uncompetitive. I mean, I looked it up after the South Carolina game. I think they've trailed by double digits for more than half of the minutes in those four games. So, I mean, they've not even been close, really. I mean, right. I guess maybe the Georgia game was somewhat competitive for stretches. But, and even the game you won, you squandered a 20-point lead and needed a buzzer beater to pull that out. So, really, for 9 of the 10 halves of basketball they've played, they've been not good. So I feel like that's a large enough sample size to say, you know, this is different. You know, even when they had that 5-game losing streak in Musa's first year, you know, when Isaiah Joe was injured, they were losing games by one possession. They were right there and then would lose at the very end. And that just hasn't been the case. And I think that's why this year feels different than the past years. So they've had these slow starts and been able to turn it around.
And Hutch, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm guessing those teams that you were referencing were not 308th in scoring defense like this team currently is. I said this earlier to Hutch, like there may be bouts throughout the day where Musselman becomes violently ill because his team has almost given up 80 points a game this year.
Yeah, that's the most surprising thing is, I mean, Eric Musselman is such a defensive-minded coach that, you know, even he's brought in guys before that were more offensive-minded players, but he's got them to buy in and really improve defensively, and we just have not seen that this year. I mean, even guys that are veterans. I mean, Devo Davis has not defended at the level Devo Davis has defended in the past. Like, that's been his calling card the previous 3 years, and we just haven't seen it. We've seen it in stretches. We've seen it at times, but then there's other times where he, like everyone else, just gets beat to the basket, like, super easily. So I don't know what it is that the defense has been so poor this year. It's got to be driving Eric Musselman just absolutely crazy because that's – I mean – he tried his zone defense, for crying out loud.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, we've brought that up before to Eric Musselman in press conferences, and he scoffed at the idea of using his zone defense. So when he pulled that out against Florida, I was like, oh, boy, he is in full-blown, like, I don't know if panic mode is the right word, but there he was pulling out all the stops, trying to come up with some sort of solution.
Yeah, in case of emergency, break glass on the zone defense, and that's what happened there. We're talking with Andrew Hutchinson, Best of Arkansas Sports. Here on Ruskin and Zach, your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. I know you are a one who pays attention to the plus-minus stats. Sometimes they're great indicators, sometimes not so much. But in league play, Trevin Brazil is minus 67. His best game against A&M, Hutch, his plus-minus was 0 in that game. That's been an issue.
Yeah, he's supposed to be your best player, and he has not been your best player this year. I mean, he's a guy that could be a first-round draft pick just from his sheer size and athleticism. And, you know, he's a pretty good shooter, even though he's really cooled off. I think he's shooting like 18% from three-point range in SEC play after shooting like 43% in non-conference. I mean, you can expect some drop-off when you go into conference play, but he just completely fell off the face of the earth. And then he doesn't have any type of aggression. You know, we see it in little spurts. I mean, I remember there was a play or two, like maybe back-to-back plays against South Carolina where he took it to the rack, got fouled, he finished one. And you're like, okay, that's the TB you want to see, you expect to see. And we just haven't really seen that. I mean, they haven't really run an offense through him. So, I mean, part of it may be schematic. But then also, he just the mentality hasn't been there. I don't know if he maybe needs to, like, you know, go dunk on somebody early in a game and maybe that'll get him in a groove, but we haven't seen the Trevin Brazil that I thought we would see this year, and that's maybe one of the biggest reasons why they've struggled as much as they have.
Yeah. Another thing, and there's we're getting texts here. People are wondering, and you know, it's an interesting conversation to have because there's one variable, it seems like, now in college sports in general, not talking any specifics here, but when there's a team that is not really finding its way, there's a variable now that we didn't have a few years ago, and that's the money element involved. And people always wonder, is that somehow connected? Someone got their money, now they're bored with everything. People aren't getting whatever it is. It's a question now that fans are seeming to bring up more often when their teams are struggling in college athletics.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, that's a natural thing to do, but I mean, I'm sure Kentucky's players are making lots of money, and I know they did just get blown out by South Carolina, but they're a top 10 team. You know, you can't tell me that the players at Kansas or, you know, wherever, I mean, all these top programs, their players are going to be making money, and you want to still play well because, yes, you may be making money right now in NIL, but that pales in comparison to what you could potentially be making in the NBA, which is what all these guys' kind of ultimate goal is to make it to the NBA. And so I don't really know that it's like, oh, they got their money, so they kind of quit and given up on the team. I don't think that's the case. I mean, I think a couple of years back, you know, the first kind of poster child of NIL with the, you know, what the Hunts did and the AAC or whatever it's called was JD Notae. And all he did was have like a, you know, all SEC caliber season and helped Arkansas reach the Elite Eight. So, I mean, I don't think that the NIL is to blame. Maybe there's, you know, a couple of, you know, bad eggs in there every now and then. And maybe whenever things start going poorly, it's harder to get things back on track. But I don't think that was what doomed Arkansas from the start. Because, again, this is a team that still, you know, looked like a top 10 team at times early on. I mean, they beat Purdue, as I said. Again, I know it was an exhibition, but it wasn't your typical exhibition. You beat Duke, which is a great team. So I don't know. I don't think the NIL is quite as detrimental as maybe some fans make it out to be.
Yeah, it's sometimes people just, you know, something has to be the answer, and maybe just your team's not good enough. Maybe that's the answer, but people sometimes they're in denial about that. All right, Hutch, let's pivot here. Football, I know you've written about this on Best of Arkansas Sports. Scott Fountain may be a candidate for a job elsewhere.
Yeah, it sounds like his name's been kind of thrown around at South Carolina. They have an opening at special teams coordinator because their special teams coordinator was just hired at Buffalo. So they do have an opening, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, he worked with Shane Beamer at Georgia. Shane Beamer is known for special teams play because he is the son of Frank Beamer. We all know about Beamer ball. And plus, they were paying their special teams coordinator like over $700,000 a year, which is more than what Scott Fountain is making here. So it would make sense. Now, will he go? I don't know. It does seem like he's got a great relationship with Sam Pittman. I guess they were neighbors in Athens, if I remember right. So there is that, you know, kind of relationship. He is one, I believe he's one of two assistant coaches along with running backs coach Jimmy Smith that are remaining from Sam Pittman's original staff. So I know he's kind of a hot button topic among Arkansas fans. My mentions have been filled with people saying, good, let him go. And I don't know if that's the case. I think he's probably better than what fans have given him credit for. But he would be a candidate that would make sense for South Carolina. But I do know South Carolina's also got a couple other candidates. I guess they have a guy that was like a GA or analyst or something for them that left and went somewhere else to be a coordinator. Maybe they could bring him back. So it's not a done deal or even that he's like the number one target for South Carolina, but it would be, it is something to keep an eye on, in my opinion.
Fountain is kind of a victim of circumstance because I remember when the university opened up their propaganda arm for a video, one of the first big things they pumped out to people was like, you know, Scott Fountain, you know, special teams genius or whatever. And then in that ensuing season, it seemed like special teams screwed up a bunch of times. So that's That is the genesis, probably, of all the criticism. But, I mean, are we not going to give him any credit for Cam Little last year? I mean, or the last few years? I mean, seems like that's not fair to him either, to just say that was he had nothing to do with any of Cam Little's success.
Exactly. He was a big reason that Cam Little came here, and he was phenomenal. I mean, he's declared for the NFL draft as a true junior. You just don't see kickers do that. So that tells you how good he was. And, I mean, Max Fletcher this year, I know some fans, I mean, kind of similar situation with him. People remember him last year as a freshman, kind of struggled. But this year he was phenomenal. I mean, he's one of the top punters in the country, according to Pro Football Focus and according to all the metrics and all that kind of stuff. So got to give him credit for that. They always have a kickoff specialist. Sometimes it's a guy you've never even heard of, but they've got a guy that can put it through the end zone. I remember that used to be a thing. Arkansas drove Arkansas fans just absolutely crazy. Like, why can't we get somebody to kick it through the end zone? Well, now they have a guy. They've had a guy, different guys, the last 3 years. So he's done a good job. But, yeah, you hit it nail on the head with his first year here, 2020. They were atrocious on special teams in all phases of special teams. But they've been a lot better. I know at least in one metric, SP Plus, Bill Connolly of ESPN had him as like the number six special teams unit in the country this past year. So that's pretty good. So he does a lot more than just special teams. I mean, he's a big reason you've had such a strong recruiting presence in the state of Alabama. I mean, everyone's excited about Kavion Henderson, right? The four-star defensive end. I mean, that's Scott Fountain. And they've got, you know, Bradley Shaw, the big-time linebacker, you know, turned down Clemson to come to Arkansas. Like, that Scott Fountain is a big reason behind all that. So that tells you he is a better assistant coach than maybe fans give him credit for.
Yeah. Sometimes people try to minimize someone leaving because it just hurts their feelings that they're leaving. All right. We've got Andrew Hutchinson with us here. Best of Arkansas Sports here on Ruskin and Zach. How many spreadsheets on a game night, a late night game night with Arkansas and Ole Miss? What's the spreadsheet situation there?
I got a couple pulled up. Honestly, one of them is football related just because, you know, always tracking the roster situation. And then also baseball season is right around the corner. So I've got a few pulled up. It's, again, the way the basketball season has gone, it's really, really hard to find motivation to go above and beyond
right.
with some of the spreadsheet work.
Well, in an incredibly ironic twist of fate, I still get all the emails about baseball stuff. And Dave is having a press event tomorrow. What are you curious to learn from Van Horn tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm hoping we get some injury updates, kind of how guys are recovering. I've got an update that I'm hoping to publish before the availability on Dylan Carter. He's a guy that is coming back from Tommy John. You know, Peyton Stovall is coming back from surgery. Several different guys are dealing. Cody Frank. I mean, I could go on and on. We all remember all the injuries from last year. So I'm hoping to get kind of an update on that and just kind of see where the team is, you know, what they're hoping to get accomplished over the next 3 weeks of practices here in preseason, because Friday is the first official day of preseason practice. They'll probably scrimmage, I would imagine, assuming the weather is good. So just kind of see where they're at, you know, what still needs to be sorted out. You know, I think the catcher position is one of those spots, maybe, you know, one of the corner outfield spots. There's things that they've got to figure out, and I'm just kind of curious where Dave, going into preseason, kind of sees where those spots are at.
All right, Hutch, we appreciate the time, as always. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys.
Andrew Hutch is at Best of Arkansas Sports with us here on Ruskin and Zach on the McClarty Daniel Hotline.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories.
But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.